press the return key. This is the start of Basic Tutors Lesson 13, Rock Shears Paper. Lesson 13 begins Tape 2. This tape does not include a backup dictionary mode or monitoring system. However, you don't have to type in the statements. We've used the space to write larger and more complex programs. The basic keyword studied is REM. In this version of Rock, Shears, Paper, you select one of the three choices and then win, lose, or tie the round, depending on the action of the computer. Stay with Lesson 13 until you feel comfortable with it. Press the return key to begin Lesson 14, Probability. The keywords studied in Lesson 14 are dim and arrays. Lesson 14 shows you how a probability curve is charted with a bar graph. The computer randomly throws two dice, automatically totals the throw, plots the number of times that total appears, and stops when one combination repeats itself 28 times. All the possible dice combinations, from snake eyes to boxcars, are recorded and displayed on the screen. When the word OK appears, type run, press the return key, and you're ready to roll. After you press the return key, you're ready to proceed with Lesson 15, entitled Temperature Converter. Lesson 15 shows you how to use a formula to convert temperatures between the American and metric systems. A menu selection helps you pick the conversion you want, and your answer will be calculated and displayed automatically. Numbers are rounded off or adjusted to the nearest degree. The keywords studied in Lesson 15 are on, go to, and on, go sub. When the word OK appears on the screen, type run and press the return key. You're all set to begin Lesson 15. Press the return key for Lesson 16, Playback. The computer plays a tune while numbers flash by. You try to play the same tune by matching the numbers. If you're right, the computer will play the note again and add a second note. Very quickly, the song gets longer and more difficult to remember. If you err, the program plays a funny tune and starts over. The keywords are go sub, return, and tab. Once you learn Lesson 16, you will be able to copy almost any computer game or design your own just by writing simple instructions. When you press the return key, you will be loading Lesson 17, Distance, Time, Rate. The basic keyword used in Lesson 17 is formulas. This program shows you how your computer can help solve a wide range of problems using a single formula. In Lesson 17, distance, time, and a speed formula, along with a formula for gas mileage, are used to create an interactive system. Use the general ideas in Lesson 17 to find the answers to questions solved by formulas. By changing the formulas, this program can be used to solve physics, math, and conversion problems. Once you press the return key, get ready for Lesson 18, Pilot. The basic keywords used in Lesson 18 are H-line and V-line. In Lesson 18, you'll see how easy it is to draw on the screen with your computer. To show you how to draw a cartoon of Snoopy flying an airplane, we've made the sky blue, the pilot white with green ears, the airplane red and yellow, and the plane's propeller gives the effect of turning. After learning Lesson 18, you'll be able to draw complex pictures and even animate your own cartoons. Press the return key for Lesson 19, Math Teacher. Math Teacher is a great tool for learning arithmetic facts. Lesson 19 generates an endless supply of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division problems. You decide how many problems you want to answer. Two random numbers between 1 and 10 are selected by the computer. You supply the answer. If it's correct, a note is played in the speaker. Get a wrong answer, and a different note is played. Test your ability or help your kids in lesson 19, and then go on to the next lesson. Press the return key to begin lesson 20, Code Breaker. Lesson 20 shows you how a program can create a popular electronic game. In Code Breaker, you try to match a secret code and are given clues until you get the right answer. The computer selects a code based on the positions and numbers specified. Each guess is evaluated. If the positions are correct, blue boxes are printed. If only the numbers match, orange boxes are printed. If none are guessed, the computer prints no score. And finally, in lesson 20, if all the numbers are in the right positions, a tune is played and the program asks if you want to try again. Press the return key to begin lesson 21, Music Box, designed to show you how to program your computer to create sound effects, audio feedback, and electronic music. Lesson 21 plays a popular tune. Words are printed on the screen while notes are played in the speaker. There are seven notes in the musical scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, and ti, with each note given the number. You will see how easy it is to play notes in songs. You can play sharps and flats, skip a beat between notes, and even add zeros to make the notes continue playing. Play with lesson 21 and then go on to the next one. Now it's time to press the return key for lesson 22, the final lesson in Basic Tutor's program. Targets, a game plan with lots of action and sound effects that's right on target. After the completion of lesson 22, you should have gained a basic understanding of computer programming. Remember, writing good programs takes practice, patience, and most of all, having fun while talking to your computer. After you've completed lesson 22, the word OK appears on the screen. Remove the tape. You will have completed Basic Tutor's full program. Congratulations, programmer!